What are some of the biggest market crashes in U.S. history, and what can we learn from them? Be right back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today I'll be covering a topic that you've asked us to cover as the first video in a multi-part series. We'll be going over the various market crashes throughout U.S. history, what events led to these crashes, what people did, how it impacted life at the time, and how everyone eventually came through it all. There is often a lot of fear and gloom and doom around the idea of a market crash. Yes, it is a serious thing, but I want to take a step back from the politics, the fear, and just look through the history of what we've been through before, how we recovered, what we can expect in the future by learning from our past. The goal of this is to help hopefully show that even with the historic crashes we're experiencing right now, analyzing how people came through other such crises might help us focus today. So, without further ado, let's dive right in. First, when we talk about a stock market crash, we usually talk about as if it's some crazy what-if kind of thing. We act like it's some concept that we need to worry about because how would we ever be able to recover? The fact is, though, the stock market has normal ups and downs and is volatile by nature. Part of a free market system is risk and, in reality, the occasional crash. Don't get me wrong. A stock market crash is bad news. It is a serious issue and it causes a lot of problems for a lot of people. The thing that's important to remember is that we've faced several stock market crashes and then we've recovered from each and every single one. Instead of going, into a panic about the stock crash, we should take some time to look at the history and see what we can do differently next time. Right now, the global response to the CV-19 pandemic has shown us, it's very quickly how the world can change. It seems like in an instant, we went from going to the movies and concerts to being quarantined and avoiding people while everything is canceled and the movie theaters are closed themselves. Our stores, they're cleared out from mass panic buying, and everyone is wondering, what happens next? Anything that creates this sort of panic always takes its toll on the market and the economy. On an individual level, we find ourselves in a place we've never been before, experiencing something unlike anything we've ever experienced in our lifetimes. So far, the stock market has crashed in a spectacular way, and a lot of people are scared for a lot of reasons. When we look back at, what the U.S. and global economy have been through before, it gives us a much better picture of what we're dealing with right now and what we can kind of expect down the road. Now, we really can't talk about the stock market crashes without going back to 1929. The stock market crash of 29 was so big that it's kind of defined what we mean by a stock market crash. The market has crashed many times since then, but the 29 crash became such a huge part of our history, both shaping how economic policy is viewed and the way that it's evolved. For most who were born in the U.S., who had family living over the last century in the United States, they can probably remember an older relative who doesn't trust banks, stocks, and keeps cash hidden. This sort of reaction and attitude toward our financial structures is common when people have experienced huge losses, or maybe their parents did and raised them to be fearful of trusting their money with other people. When you think about how these crashes have impacted people, it's hard to find fault with people reacting like this, though. The stock market crash of 29 had a ripple effect that definitely influenced people for a long time after, who were not even directly impacted by it at that time. Even if you haven't heard about the stock market crash itself, one thing I'm sure that you have heard of is the Great Depression. The Great Depression was a turning point in how we look at a free market and how our government interacts with our financial systems. The New Deal, which is arguably the biggest government intervention in our history, was a response to the Great Depression, which itself was in many ways the direct result of the 29 stock market crash. Of course, these kinds of events are the result of a lot of different factors, but the market crash was the sudden lightning strike that brought everything crashing down. It's honestly hard for any of us to imagine what this event was like. A lot of people might talk about the market and its ups and downs, but even in a recession or market crash, their life might not change that much. Obviously, this isn't true for everyone, and you might be in an industry that gets hit really hard. You may find yourself struggling in a really bad economy. Our heart goes out to you. And I'm not at all trying to take away from that. My point is that we live in a much different world today than we did in 29. Many of us might watch the news about the stock market on our flat screen TVs or our smartphone, in between making Amazon impulse buys. It's not that things aren't bad. It is that they're bad. Relative to today's bad, it might have looked pretty good to many who got hit in the 29 crash. We are talking about people losing their businesses overnight, losing their entire life savings overnight. People lost everything that they had worked their entire lives for in an instant. There are some interesting parallels between the 20s and today, but we are still in a very different place. A big factor in the 29 crash was that the economy had been booming during the roaring 20s. Part of why the eventual crash was so devastating was because everyone was investing because of this new concept of investing on margin, which opened up, you know, the market to people with fewer resources. The economy was going great and everyone was a part of it. That meant everyone was also a part of the fall. Similarly, the Dow Jones reached a record high in February of 2020. The strength of the economy encouraged confidence and more investments. The thing is, the higher you climb, the further you have to fall. The 2020s, they dropped so far that actually it's been bigger than the drop of 29. But does that mean that we're in a worse situation than back then? Does that mean that we're headed for another Great Depression? Well, it's not quite that simple. See, while the crash of 2020 is bigger on paper, the biggest single day drop in the Dow's history prior to this year's drops was actually in 1987. While 1987 hit the country hard, we don't talk about it in the same way we talk about 29, and we didn't experience the same extreme depression either. What's important to take away from this, though, is although the numbers are important, we need to look at the whole picture before we start to panic. The crash of 2020 is serious and complex, but it's not something completely new. It's helpful in understanding that we're dealing with to look at similar events to like 1929 and 87 and the 2008 economic crash, what contributed to the problems and how we responded. Stick with me, and we're going to dive a little bit deeper into all of this. In the coming weeks, I'll be throwing out some more examples of stock market crashes and what we'll be looking a little bit more closely at and how we've been impacted by these events and how we've recovered. I feel like as we were to work our way through this, we will see that we have been through this sort of thing before, and hopefully we learn a lot more each time and get a little bit better at bouncing back. You know, stay tuned for that and keep your head up and let's keep moving forward together. So I'd also like to hear in the comments below, do you think we might be moving into another full-blown depression, a recession? How do you feel the market drops this month are going to affect the world as we know it? Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.